Penguin Random House Audio presents Hey Harry, Hey Matilda by Rachel Hewlin. Read for you by Ari Fliakos and Kristen C.
Part 1. September.
Hey Harry. Today was kind of a wash. I spent 15 minutes on hold with my bank before I pounded enough zeros into the phone to connect me to a real person. I was convinced this fraudulent entity called SBUX on my statement was slowly and erroneously taking money out of my account in $4 and $5 increments. I was extremely put out that I had to spend my time dealing with this. I was really outraged. It turns out SBUX is Starbucks. I had to hang up on the customer service lady because she was being smug. Unrelated, did you know Pomeranian is an adjective referring to Pomerania, an area divided between Poland and Germany? Maybe that's why Pomeranians look so much like grandma.
Hey, Matilda. Life is logistics. You've got to learn to deal with these daily annoyances, Matt. You're too hard done by. Me? I make lists. You should make a list each morning and then follow it carefully.
Hey, Harry. I just put 300 Christmas lights, so cheap off-season, on a tree that's barely 3 feet high. If I look at it and then look away quickly, little dots swim across my field of vision. It's pretty excellent. In other news, the lady across the street keeps her blinds about 12 inches raised so that when she's just out of the shower and her lights are on, I can see the swath of her upper thigh to her lower abdomen. And her pubic hair is a wild, distracting show. It's like the classic 70s pubic hair that you just don't see anymore. The Brazilian bikini wax craze has had a really pervasive and detrimental effect on vaginas, Harry. This kind of thing is a rare occurrence. Needless to say, I'm tremendously visually inspired right now. What's new with you? Don't tell Mom about the tree.
Hey, Matilda. Two resounding thoughts from my weekend. One, there was a woman in the newspaper saying she doesn't like French kissing. This has caused problems in her marriage, but she just can't bring herself to do it. I feel somewhat vindicated by this, but I won't say I told you so. Two, I watched basketball for a while on TV and had the realization that fouls are bad, not good. You don't actually want to make them. That clears some things up for me about 7th grade gym. Anyway, that's all for today. I'm off to grade some disappointing papers.
Hey, Harry. I don't remember you telling me you don't like French kissing, but I'll let you tacitly tell me so. I just got home, and these were the contents of my mailbox, so I made a list. I don't like what this says about me. It doesn't seem true. A. 2 Ivy League alumni magazines. B. 2 New Yorkers. C. 2 New York magazines, D, 1 Economist magazine, E, 2 artist residency rejections. Then I had to have some bourbon.
Hey, Matilda. The boyfriend reads The Economist? I give you 2 7 more months at the outside. I'm sorry you've forgotten that I don't like kissing, but I'm sure you do remember that I like to get all my important correspondence out to folks on Tuesday mornings, as that's when they're most likely to read and respond. Tuesday between 10 and 11 a.m. After coffee, before lunch haze. So hopefully I have your full attention right now. I think you're having bad luck, to be sure, with this residency stuff, but I also think your energy isn't in the right place. I just read this great book called Flow, The Psychology of Optimal Experience. It teaches how, by ordering the information that enters our consciousness, we can discover true happiness and greatly improve the quality of our lives. Try it, Em. Here are some chapter headers. The Waste of Free Time. The Rules of the Games of the Mind. Flow Through the Senses. The Joys of Seeing. Disorder in Consciousness. Psychic Entropy. Now go make some work. Make, create. Don't analyze it and don't yell at bank operators. Also, I saw an undergrad with a bowl cut and high-striped socks on campus today. And it reminded me of you and your field hockey glory. You know, sports are a flow activity, too. One more thing, Matilda. Birdwatching is also a flow activity. You can get iBird Explorer for your mobile device. Then you can identify birds. And lay off the bourbon, please.
Hey, Harry. Great tip on the birdwatching. Remind me again when I'm 50 and live in backwoods Maine. And keep your eyes off those co-eds.
Hey, Matilda. I remember where I got the bit about creating and not analyzing from John Cage's Rules for Students and Teachers. Rule number 8. Do not try to create and analyze at the same time. They are different processes. Do you know what rule number 9 is? Rule number 9. Be happy whenever you can manage it. Enjoy yourself. It is lighter than you think. I tell this one to my students all the time.
Hey, Harry, number 9 is a made-up lie. Do your students call you on it? I fell asleep with my headphones on last night. I woke up with my music still blaring and a cold sweat. The lyrics I woke up to were about terror and stagnation. You don't really care about the trials of tomorrow. Rather lay awake in a bed full of sorrow. Do you ever feel like the universe is giving us hints about our future all the time, but we're unable to understand?
Hey, Matilda, I think these signs happen more often to you than to the rest of us.
Hey, Harry, I think you're right. I get the signs, but not the message. I'm like a highly attuned, extremely useless oracle. I'm surprised you're lacking this ability, Harry. Our twin genome is failing you. I wish we were exactly the same, but you got that pesky Y. Guess what? I found out today the head of my old grad school art program has retired and taken a job as a real estate broker. Compared to that, wedding photography doesn't seem so bad. At least it's a stone's throw from actual art. A groom even told me last week, don't hesitate to be artistic.
Hey, Matilda, it could definitely be worse. I like to remind myself that teaching writing is highly related to actual writing.
Hey, Harry, yes, teaching writing is perhaps the gateway to writing. You should probably write something, though, to prove the rule.
Matilda, oh, I'm writing all the time, just mostly in my head.
Harry, if I looked on the bright side, my thinking would go like this. It's a good thing that I accidentally grabbed the laxatives instead of the ibuprofen this morning, because now my system is cleaner than it has ever been at 3 p.m. on a Wednesday, and I can eat some extra veggie burger because I've cleared room for it. If I looked on the dark side, my thinking would go like this. This bride thinks I'm a drugged-out freak because I keep running to the bathroom during our business meeting. And not only will I not book this job, but I'll have to skip my dinner date, too, because it may be okay to take 3 ibuprofens, but 3 natural and good-for-you laxative tablets take a full 24 hours to churn through. By the way, the dinner date was my idea to bring romance back into my relationship, and now will seem like poor follow-through, one of my major issues, according to him. You wouldn't believe this bride, Harry. Her name is Catherine, and she's marrying someone named William. I think she was affecting a British accent to capitalize on the coincidence. She gave me relationship advice, too. Told me to ditch the boyfriend and wait until I'm ovulating. Only she called it being in heat, like a cat, because we're all mammals after all. And then go to an expensive bar with good clientele and wait for men to approach me. She said that hormones always work. Groundbreaking advice. We are all mammals. Mammals who will mate and then die, never to return. Only our spawn will remember us until they also die.
Hey, Matilda. I just got back from the Poconos for my men's retreat. The Poconos strike me as very Jewish, but the experience was goyish. Far too many Utz and Kraft products were being bandied about. Remember the Lenny Bruce thing from the 70s? Here it is in case you forgot. Jewish and goyish. Dig, I'm Jewish. Count Basie's Jewish. Ray Charles is Jewish. Eddie Cantor's goyish. B'nai B'rith is goyish. Hadassah, Jewish. If you live in New York or any other big city, you are Jewish. It doesn't matter even if you're Catholic. If you live in New York, you're Jewish. If you live in Butte, Montana, you're going to be goyish even if you're Jewish. Kool-Aid is goyish. Evaporated milk is goyish even if the Jews invented it. Chocolate is Jewish and fudge is goyish. Fruit salad is Jewish. Lime jello is goyish. Lime soda is very goyish. All Drake's cakes are goyish. Pumpernickel is Jewish and, as you know, white bread is very goyish. Instant potatoes, goyish. Black cherry sodas, very Jewish. Macaroons are very Jewish. Underwear is definitely goyish. Balls are goyish. Titties are Jewish. Celebrate is a goyish word. Observe is a Jewish word. Mr. and Mrs. Walsh are celebrating Christmas with Major Thomas Moreland, U.S. Air Force retired, while Mr. and Mrs. Bromberg observed Hanukkah with Goldie and Arthur Schindler from Kia Misha, New York. Lenny Bruce. P.S. Why don't people say
sample complete. Ready to continue?